All right. So next up, we're going to have Michael talking to us about sandboxing with Landlock. There you go. Is your mic on?
Hi.
Yep.
Thanks. Hello, everyone. My name is Michael Sana. I'm a mainer, the mainer of the Landlock LSM. And this talk is about Landlock, new features that we need for sandboxing, and that could be used also for user use cases. So let's start first by describing what is sandboxing. So ENCL is a way to run programs in a restricted environment that prevent them from doing stuff that are not planned. Like accessing resources from outside this secure environment. So the Landlock is an access control system. So it's not namespace. It doesn't use namespaces. It's quite octagonal. It can be used with or without namespaces. It doesn't matter. The main important point about Landlock is that it is used for unprivileged processes. And that means you can create security policies on the fly to sandbox your applications, your set of programs. And you can also embed these security policies into your programs. So yeah, there are mostly two use cases. We'll see that just after. And well, for now, it is enabled on most distros. This talk is also about IDs. So I wanted to recap some stuff that we talked about some years ago, maybe. So there are various use cases for IDs to identify stuff, processes mostly. There are use cases for containers, for attestation, for audit logs, security stuff. And, well, a list of properties for container label or ID will require this list of, properties. First, to be able to identify, in this case, a container, to identify the container. If a process is in a container, well, we need for all processes running in a container and new processes created within a container to keep this ID, this label, this tag. For some use cases, you don't want to be able to forge these labels, these IDs, especially when you want to do attestation on running software in the system. So in a way, you want these tags to be immutable, but there are also some other use cases that need this tag to be extendable. For instance, if you have one container running or launching another container inside, you want the second container to be able to also tag and label its stuff. Some use cases want global IDs for all the system. Some other use cases want this ID to be kind of relative to the execution environment. For attestation, for instance, you need to have some uniqueness to be able to be sure that if this process has this tag, then we can trust it or not for this kind or other kind of stuff.